Tom Carkowin, the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy. We've got a 50-50 chance for showers and maybe some thunderstorms. We'll have a high near 80 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 70, 75 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 69 and 70 degrees in Racine. In Racine County Circuit Court, a 21-year-old man convicted on several charges after an innocent bystander was shot in the cheek in March of 2015 gets 17 and a half years in prison. The sentence from Judge Michael Piontek for Xavier Goodwin, who also got 9 years of extended supervision. A jury found him guilty of second-degree reckless injury, second-degree reckless endangerment of safety, and being a felon in possession of a firearm after a trial in February. The victim, now 17 years old, Destiny Finch, testifying during that trial, she saw two men firing guns before she got shot, identifying one of them as Goodwin, though she could not ID which man fired the shot that struck her. She suffered severe facial injuries, the bullet lodging in her spine. 22-year-old Eddie Davis, also charged in connection with the incident, has a trial scheduled for August. In Kenosha County, a 33-year-old man is in custody, accused of attacking a woman in an elevator at a Pleasant Prairie senior citizen complex. The 40-year-old victim at the Prairie Ridge senior campus visiting a relative Monday evening told investigators a man confronted her in an elevator, struck her in the head and face, and tried to strangle her. Police found the man out in the parking lot. He refused to stop. They deployed a taser. He kept going, eventually being taken into custody near St. Catherine's Hospital. He was held overnight there. He's facing a number of charges. 1301 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine used to be the Warning Track Tavern. It was closed because of multiple problems, including a triple shooting years ago. It came back to life, though, the building anyway, recently as BJW's Ultra Lounge. Operator Michael Winston, though, on the hot seat with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee because some operational issues and his OWI arrest after closing up one night. Winston hearing Police Chief Art Howell in a unique committee-related appearance, explaining with concerns based on the history of that location, the fact that it's his job to protect the public, same as the committee.
I'm here because several events, I get a shift commander's report every time a significant event happens in this city. That happens on a semi-regular basis. This particular event caused me enough concern that, because I've never met you.
Yeah.
And so anything I've said to you is not personal. Exactly. I'm responsible for the safety of everyone in this community.
Well,
so,
to help.
So the reason I'm here, I'm here mostly to listen, but they asked me to speak.
Alderman Rady Hahn said he would prefer to wait until after the owner's June 21st court date on the OWI charge.
You say it's real hard for Albert because it's like convicting him before he's convicted. And there's a certain amount of fairness we have to portray to you or anybody else here. We are the representative of the people. And what's happened in near your establishment and what happened to you personally, I understand doesn't play into it.
Winston said he closes up early. He's got cameras, hired an off-duty officer, and will do whatever it takes. Plus, he said he stopped drinking altogether due to what happened that morning. It is renewal time for licenses in the city, so the panel with limited options recommended support for the Ultra Lounge liquor license renewal. Chairman Jeff Coley, lone dissenter. Same committee voted against a dance hall license for Pauline Simmons to hold public parties, music and dancing at her Jump and Joy business setting, 2005 Lathrop Avenue, after holding such an event recently without a permit, which resulted in citations. Now, Simmons denied police claims there was this big fight one night, and that saying there was an officer that told her the party could take place just as long as the door was locked and didn't let the public in.
The officer that was on duty was sitting there the whole time. They came and told us everything was okay. Now you can call them back in, and I mean, you can ask them. Everything was okay, but I feel like they only gave us a ticket because they came on a bogus mission. Someone called and said 100 people was fighting with guns. When they came, it was no fights, no arguments. The kids was acting normal.
Assistant City Attorney New Tran said the officer in question was clear with Simmons about the party being illegal without the permit and that the door could be kept locked and the public out. Simmons did ask questions about having parties with her Jump and Joy business and was told those wouldn't be affected. Alderman Jim Morgenroth said the neighboring businesses were not in support of the dance hall license. The Racine County Sheriff's Department's conducting a death investigation. The victim found inside Sanders Park between Meacham and Wood Roads in Mount Pleasant. Police and sheriff's deputies responding after 7 o'clock last night, along with South Shore Fire Rescue Units, to the report of a man down. No other information being released at this point. The days of trash piles at the curb on pickup day in the city of Racine going to be coming to an end starting in about 3 months. That's if the Common Council backs the Public Works and Services Committee's support of launching the semi-automated cart collection system September the 18th, though details about bulky and yard waste have yet to be finalized. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said they're still waiting on 4 new collection trucks. They've got 14 current vehicles being retrofitted with needed equipment to get things started. It's going to be a little bit later than prior to Labor Day as originally planned.
We are going to do mailers. We have flyers in the cart itself. One of the kickoff things, and one of the reasons we want to get this is that we are actually going in the 4th of July parade. We're going to have solid waste workers who are going to be pushing carts and going to have a trash truck going down the street, which we hope will say kicking off on the 18th of September.
Alderman Sandy Widener, though, questioned the plans for bulky waste and yard waste as proposed. They claimed that the proposed rules were different than what she had been told initially and what she'd been telling her constituents.
I think what the Commissioner of Public Works initially proposed, which was 4 bulky pickups per year, is more reasonable. I don't think people are going to use it, but I think it also gives some cushion or protections for me. I live in between 2 rental properties who have bulky waste out in front of there in the alley, you know, every week. And the thought that I'm going to look at that every day when I'm coming going and it's not going to get picked up is very disturbing to me.
The committee did request more alternatives on the bulky waste pickup for its next meeting in 2 weeks, but sent the okay on launching the carts for September the 18th. Among the current plans to roll out the solid waste carts, business owners would get 1 free with a chance to buy 2 more. No yard waste pickup of any kind. The DPW leadership to meet Monday with the Landlords Association on their concerns, and the Pearl Street drop-off site would stay open pretty much year-round. Kenosha School Board last night voting unanimously to adopt a permanent salary structure for teachers that doles out raises based primarily on seniority and academic attainment, a step-and-lane-styled approach that has been in place in the district before Act 10. Board member Mary Snyder is a retired teacher. She fully supports it. Several of the board members, including Gary Kunitz, expressing a little concern, though. Future school boards may be forced to deviate from the plan if funds get a little bit tight.
I am committed to the next 2 years after this, to doing everything we can to sustain it, if we can. I mean, I am worried about things coming down the road, but I'm committed to doing everything we can to sustain it.
Still to be addressed, a salary structure plan for the district's non-teaching staff. Calling it a tough decision, Racine County Corporation Counsel John Lehman announced his retirement at last night's county board meeting, saying that he and his wife are going to be helping their daughter to relocate to Barcelona, Spain.
It's obviously a huge departure from what I'm doing right now, and I love what I'm doing right now. I love my job, and I love my client very much, and I always have. And I'm not sure there are many lawyers around that can say that, but I've been able to say that. And so it's going to be a tough departure, but an exciting next adventure.
Been with the county for 20 years, served as director of child support before becoming the top lawyer 11 years ago. Lehman's retirement effective August the 4th. County Board Chair Rusty Clark said that the Executive Committee and the Board will be working together to choose the next Corporation Council. A $200,000 grant to the City of Burlington to buy the former Knights of Columbus building for the Burlington Senior Center, the new location, okayed last night by the County Board. Assistant Corp Counsel Michael Langsdorf said there's a desire on the part of the county to put the seniors organization on the path to sustainability, noting they've been in the space at the Racine County Service Center since 1994.
So there's a longstanding commitment and a reliance upon that commitment from the seniors and from the City of Burlington. From the county's perspective, I think it's safe to say that there is and has been and remains a strong desire to put the seniors on a path to sustainability and to basically sunset that county obligation as landlord and benefactor. So that's the purpose of the action that's being requested tonight.
Eddie noted the service center building has a lot of structural issues. That's why it's being recommended for being torn down. Resolution approved unanimously without comments. We're seeing plumbing companies purchase the building that it currently occupies and an adjacent commercial space with plans to expand. This is Building Waters at Lathrop and 21st Streets, got a loan through the City of Racine Revolving Loan Fund and financing from Tri-City National Bank. Business Lending Partners, a company founded by Wesley Rosenberg, has grown to having almost a dozen full-time employees and has plans to hire more. And the Racine Public Works and Services Committee backs a roundabout as the preferred alternative to signals at the intersection of Durand Avenue and Memorial Drive for a DOT project to reconstruct that portion of the roadway. City engineer John Rooney explaining the reasons for picking the roundabout included cost and real estate acquisition. He noted that aside from that, the choice process also ties into pending legislation in Madison about communities having a voice for or against roundabouts.
We did try to look at that alternative with DOT, and the solution we came up with is we're not opposed to signalized intersection operationally, but this is preferred alternative because it saves almost $460,000. And this is a connecting highway. And the City of Racine is a permitting authority on this connecting highway. And the Village of Mount Pleasant is not on that state municipal agreement.
Common Council expected next Tuesday to approve the committee's unanimous recommendation that favors the roundabout at Durand and Memorial when that project gets underway. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section throughout the day. And also at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.